Hello to all my literature-loving listeners out there. I've just come across a rather cute short story that I thought some of you might enjoy, so I'm going to share it here. It's from a magazine that I subscribe to called Our Special, and you can hear more details about that magazine in my previous boo. Anyhow, this story is no literary giant, I must warn you, but I think it's still quite humorous. I always thought being vertically challenged was bad, but apparently being tall is worse. So this story is called Tall Tale. It was written by May Haupt and originally published in Woman's World on December 1st of 2014. Being the tallest girl in third grade was fun. Being the tallest girl in high school, not so much. In third grade, I got to play a giant in my class production of Jack and the Beanstalk. In high school, I got stuck with the nickname Stretch. My mom said I should try out for the girls' basketball team. Wrong. Turns out you have to be both tall and coordinated for that to happen. At least I got asked to the senior prom, although I had to wear ballet flats so I wouldn't tower over my date. I'm a bit older and more confident now, and I've dated some really nice guys. Plus, my best pal at work, Carla, is always on the lookout for good-looking men who stand head and shoulders above the crowd. Sometimes she tries too hard. Chill, Carla, I told her last week after she pointed out two tall guys at the gym where we work out. What do you expect me to do? Walk up to one of them and say, "My friend couldn't help noticing how tall you are." Well, I'm tall too. Wanna go out with me? I knew she meant well, but at the moment, I kind of liked my life just the way it was, uncomplicated. Carla might have been on the lookout for my Mr. Right, but for once, I wasn't. So imagine my surprise when he turned up at work last week. My boss had called a staff meeting to introduce two new employees. One, a cute guy with a floppy shock of dark hair and a funny lopsided grin, would have matched my height only if he stood on tiptoe. His name was Luke. Jeff, the other new guy, was around 6'4" and drop-dead gorgeous. Carla elbowed me in the ribs. "No more ballet flats for you," she whispered. When Jeff stopped by my desk later that day to introduce himself, I didn't hesitate to stand up and show off my height. Then he asked me if I'd like to go for coffee after work. I had a little trouble concentrating on work after that. Coffee led to dinner, and dinner might have led to a night out on the town, but by the time the main course arrived, I had come to the unavoidable conclusion that Jeff was a crashing bore. His favorite topic of conversation? Himself. So I said no thanks to dessert and took a cab home. "Well?" Carla asked at work the next morning. She wanted details, but I was not in the mood. Let's just say that in life, as in girls' basketball, height isn't everything. Then I turned and ran smack into Luke, who was carrying a stack of boxes and file folders so high that he could barely see over the top of it. The folders went flying all over the place. "I'm so sorry," I gasped as I helped him clean out the mess. "I didn't see you." "No problem," he said. "I was hoping I'd bump into you one day, although maybe not quite like this." "Really?" I sputtered. Luke nodded. "So, is there any chance you'd be free for coffee after work on Friday?" he asked. I hesitated, but only for a moment. "I'd love to," I said. Coffee led to dinner. We laughed so much it took us more than 2 hours to get from appetizers to dessert. "I had fun," I said as Luke walked me home. "Me too," he said. Outside my apartment building, Luke stood quietly for a moment. Then he took my hand. "So, I'm wondering if you'd consider dating someone like me. You mean someone like the guy who made me laugh so hard at dinner that I spilled soup in my lap? No, he smiled. I mean someone who's short. Well, shorter than you, anyway. You're short? I said, smacking my forehead with the palm of my hand. Why didn't you tell me? Luke laughed. Then I did something I'd wanted to do all evening. I kissed him, right on his lopsided grin. There you go. Hope you enjoyed it.